Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
All right, what's going on, everybody? This is episode 3 of Bolts Breakout. I am Jesus, or Tyler, whatever you want to call me by, and then I also have the other Tyler, or a.k.a. Johnny Smooth. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, guys? By the way, I got no audio in these headphones.
No? Is it plugged
in?
There we go. Okay. All right, you good?
Yep.
All righty, perfect. So, you know, I was just telling you when you walked in here, I'm like, man, it feels like we just did one of these, but
it's been a month.
It's been like 30 days. I'm like, okay, well, never mind. I thought we just did one, but it goes by so quickly that, you know, it's been 30 days already. But what a game last night, and I know you didn't get to catch it.
Nope.
I know you had to watch the replay on it, but
yep.
Thank you for letting us go.
Of course.
That was one of the best games I've been to in a while.
Yeah, I'm glad someone was able to use the tickets. I just wish I could have been there with you guys.
I know. My voice is like it's not doing well, as you can tell. I was screaming my head off last night, especially when our boy Perry scored with 16 seconds left to tie the game.
That's right.
I wasn't expecting that at all. I mean, Ace and I were telling each other, like, you know, I think we're done. You know, I don't think we're going to score. But that obviously was not true. And thanks to Corey Perry, who I did take a picture with last night during, well, right before warm-ups.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I'll show the camera. It was, he had a stick and he was playing with it, but it said Anderson. So I'm like, well, you know, Josh Anderson plays for Montreal. So I'm like, well, you know, is he trying to give his stick to him or what? But he wasn't playing. So I didn't know what he had his stick for that said Anderson.
I don't know. But maybe he stole it.
There, you're showing the camera. That was me and Corey Perry last night. Kind of hard to see. Oh, there you go. But so that was awesome. And Ace is, she's on a vacation again. So she is not here, unfortunately, but
a never-ending vacation, it seems like. We might as well name this shit the Tyler and Tyler Show. She hasn't been on here yet.
I know. I'm trying to get her to come on, but just timing keeps not working out for us. But she'll be on here next time. I could promise you that. I'll guarantee you that. But I told you this. She made a Ross Colton sign, you know, like something about rock, paper, scissors, and, you know, if you win, I get a puck or a stick or something like that. And somebody else across the way on the other side of the ice during warmups had a, like a, you know, a Ross, can I get a puck sign up in there? And she was so pissed off because the guy, you know, Ross gave it to the other guy and not her. She was so pissed. But, you know, I'm like, I told her to make a sign for me for a Perry stick or a puck or something. I'm like, man, that would have worked out so perfectly if he was right there and we had the sign right there in his face. He would have done something for us, but that didn't work out, unfortunately. But he ended up probably having the most important goal of the game. I mean, Pulak's goal doesn't even happen if Perry doesn't score that goal with 16 seconds left.
Right, and it's nice to see Colton score, too. He hasn't had the best... he hasn't had the season that I was anticipating him to have so far, so nice to see him get up on the board.
Yeah, I definitely agree. He was he came out firing last year. You know, things happen. You know, you get into a little bit of a slump, but, you know, he's his third goal of the year. You know, he's not doing terrible, but I definitely expected more out of him. But, you know, have you ever been, I know you showed us the top part of the Chase Club, but have you ever been way in the back part of the upstairs club?
Way in the back. What do you mean?
There, like you go upstairs and you keep walking and walking and walking down and it finally ends.
Okay.
We went up there last night during one of the intermissions.
What was up there?
The best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life.
You know what? The last game I went to, I did go back there and it was pretty good.
You had the macaroni?
I did. It was great.
It was really damn good.
I know you're not into sushi, but their sushi's pretty pretty good too.
I know. I'm like, man, if only Tyler was here, because I know he loves macaroni.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I didn't know that you already experienced that, but it was damn good.
It is.
So what are your thoughts on, we'll get to last night's game here in a moment, but the NHL just announced the new CDC guidelines and all that stuff, and I'll read it exactly to you.
Okay.
It was like an hour ago they announced it. But what are your thoughts on this whole COVID situation?
Well, I mean, it's nice to see play has started back up, somewhat at least, right? I know that they were saying that they were going to take a break until after Christmas. And
yep.
It's nice to see games going again. I definitely didn't think that the league would take a permanent pause or cancel the season. They lost way too much money when they did that last time, to the point to where they had to put sponsored ads on the helmets, which seems kind of silly to me. But there's no way they could do that. They, you know, they might, like I said, take a little bit of a break prior to Christmas, but I didn't think they'd cancel the season.
I didn't either. And I'm like, you know, I was texting you. I'm like, man, I hope they don't cancel this like they did a couple years ago, because, you know, we love hockey and
absolutely.
I don't know what we would do without it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, the worst time of the year is when there's no hockey and no football.
I know. So Elliot Friedman, who is a very, very knowledgeable reporter for the NHL. He says that negative tests and clearance from club physicians are also mandatory to exit isolation after 5 days. So it's kind of, you know, you're only have to be quarantined for 5 days if you test positive or have symptoms or something like that. So at least it's not, you know, what was it, 10, 14 days like before or something like that?
Yeah.
So now we're down to five, which is what the NFL and the NBA agreed on. So it's good to see the NHL following that path, because, you know, a lot of the players that, you know, are testing positive, you know, I've seen reports that a lot of them have like no symptoms, and it's, you know, it's just the test that reads positive, but they feel fine.
Right.
Which, you know, I understand why they, you know, hold them out and stuff like that. But if they're feeling fine at this point, you know, I think you should just let them play.
Yeah, no, I agree. Definitely.
Because, you know, half the league is basically in COVID protocol, and we're you know, postponing games.
Sure.
And we're doing all this stuff that, you know, if nobody has symptoms and nobody's feeling like crap, then, you know, what's the point of doing it?
I don't know. I know that, you know, I'm not trying to branch off from hockey into this whole COVID mess aside from the sport. But, you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, when this goes away, when that goes away, this shit's never going to go away.
No, not at all.
This is something that we're, you know, that's here to stay. So obviously sports is a part of that. So we have to find a way to live with it in life and in sports.
There you go, Drew Garabo, iWarts. That's exactly right. But yeah, I agree with you. This stuff's not going to go away. But did you see what Brad Marchand tweeted about yesterday about the Olympics?
I did not.
So he was, you know, obviously the NHL pulled out of the Olympics for COVID and all that.
Right.
But, you know, the players, they agreed to go there in the beginning. So Marchand was just ripping the NHL's ass because they pulled out, and he was, here, let me find the tweet exactly for you, because he was ripping NHL's ass yesterday on Twitter.
I'd be pissed too. I mean, to be quite honest, I don't know how any player in the league could possibly not want to go and play in the Olympics, COVID or not. I mean, some guys only get one shot at, you know, playing for a gold medal. So it just makes absolutely no sense to me. I'd be pissed off as well if I wasn't getting that chance.
Right. I agree with you. And his tweet was, the NHL and the NHLPA can change the rules to add CBA, to add taxi squads, so they don't miss any games and don't lose any money, which has already been agreed upon that the players will pay back the escrow until the owners are made the whole fan of what they have lost during the pandemic, regardless of how many games are missed. Yet they can't do a taxi squad during the Olympics, so they can honor the agreement the NHL made that the players can go. Please tell me that's not bullshit. And for all of you who want to pipe back about forfeiting pay while being gone, yeah, no problem. Let's make the players have their own choice.
Yeah, no, he hit the nail on the head there.
Even though I don't really like the guy, I don't know your opinion on him, but I kind of agree with him in a way, but I can also understand why the NHL did that, because just right. For player safety. Oh no, Heather Wiz, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. but I kind of agree with what the NHL is doing in a way. And I'm all for player safety and all that, but sure. I'm also for, you know, not being afraid of this and everything going around, because I don't, right. You know, the Omicron or whatever the hell you call it, it's not as deadly or not as, you know, problematic as all the other ones.
Well, they say it's supposed to just have like, what is it supposed to be like?
Like a flu.
A cold.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But anyways, we're not here for the COVID talk. Just wanted to touch up on it and get your opinion about it. But back to last night's game, we had Legance or Legace or however you call his last name.
Legacy.
He played okay. I didn't think it was a great game, but I don't think he was terrible. He did make a couple key saves during that third period to kind of stop Montreal for a second. But they did tie it, they took the lead, which is, of course, Savard, somebody who used to play against us.
Yep.
Who didn't score a goal for us, but, of course, he scores one against us. But that's good to see him score a goal, though. I mean, I like Savard when he was here, and obviously having that assist on the game-winning goal cup by Ross Colton.
Yeah, Legacy picks up his first Tampa Bay Lightning win last night, so congrats to him. Andre Vasilevsky and Brian Elliott weren't available, so, you know, he got the team the win. He played well enough to win. It was a great game.
Yeah, and, you know, I know the Montreal doesn't have Carey Price either, but, I think if we had Vazzy, I don't think it would have even been a close game.
I don't think so either, but what's going on with all these overtime games? The Lightning have played in 12 this season, which is the most in the league, and they've played pretty damn well. I don't know how many out of those 12 that they've won, but I got to imagine it's the majority of them. I would think at least 9 or 10.
Yeah, we're 21-6-4, so we've only lost 4. So, I mean, you know, we've somehow been doing pretty well. I see a lot of people were bitching about Palat's hit last night in overtime before he scored the goal, but I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I didn't either. And how about Braden Point, though? He comes back after missing 14 games and has a 3-point night, picks up 2 goals and an assist, and he came back in a big way.
That first goal with that toe drag was nasty.
Yep.
That was filthy. And he's, you know, I know I heard him after the first period, and, you know, he did a little interview, and he's like, yeah, the cardio's not there, you know, this and that. He's still rusty, but he didn't look like it for sure.
Yeah, for a guy that's supposedly rusty, he had a hell of a night.
I know.
Welcome back, Braden Point.
I know. We definitely missed him for sure. And then, you know, I saw reports this week that Kucherov was back practicing. So, it should be any week now before he's back going again, which...
You would think so. And that'll be big for the team.
Exactly. You know, once we get all these guys out of COVID, like Sorelli and Belmar and Sergachev and, you know, Vazzy and Elliott, you know, we'll be back to 100%, hopefully. So,
and John Cooper still isn't back beyond the bench yet, right?
That's true. Yep. He wasn't out there last game, and who knows? I haven't heard how bad he is, but I don't think they're going to say that or anything. But he's hopefully he'll be back for tomorrow's night's game against Florida, or even Friday's against the Rangers. Mm-hmm. But somebody that I didn't really mind the last couple games, but last night was just absolutely horrendous, was Fortier. He had that one just stupid turnover that gave the puck right to Savard on the blue line, and he just walked in and it sniped to the top corner against Legacy. And, you know, I saw the Bolch Jolts guy on Twitter. He's like, man, he was doing okay, but that was probably the last game in the Lightning uniform for this year. I don't know if you saw that turnover or not.
I did. It was bad. It was really bad.
he had 4 minutes of penalties last night, and it just was not a good game for him. And, you know, he scored that one goal, I think it was against Vegas or somebody last week or the week before, and he wasn't that bad. He was playing okay, but last night was definitely a struggle for him. You got to, get these young guys in there to get the experience, but, when they make stupid mistakes like that, I think that they should be punished or have a game taken away or something. But
sure,
hopefully we get these guys back in the lineup here soon. That way we can get all of our guys back and not have these AHL guys back in here. But
and they're starting to slowly come back too, so it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. Do you have any concerns? 31 games in the season yet?
Honestly, not really. The Lightning have played quite a bit better than I was expecting, between losing players due to COVID protocol, injury, what have you. The team's played great. It's been a surprise for me for sure. I wasn't expecting them to play bad by any means, but they've definitely exceeded my expectations so far this season.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. I know the first, 4 or 5 games we were like, oh God, this is going to be a long year, but they stepped it up pretty quickly and turned things around, and now we have the most points in the league, so you can't really complain about that. You see Ace in there.
Yeah, Ross Colton can kick rocks.
Yep. I told you she's pissed about that. Like, for real, she's mad at him. But oh, well. So, I think that, do you think Brian Elliott could have done any better last night than Lagesse?
I mean, you would think yes, but I'm kind of a Brian Elliott hater, so I might not be the one to ask there.
I know, that's why I asked you that question. Yeah, I figured not.
Yeah, I mean, he's played pretty bad this season, but he's still managed to pick up a couple of wins. But like I said, Lagesse played fine given the circumstances last night. He did his job.
I think at the first goal was kind of on him, because he was way out of position there when Montreal scored that goal and the guy had a wide open net. But other than that, I can't really complain to what he did, because he had a lot of key saves in that third period to keep the game, tied. But
it's true.
Obviously, Savard changed that. But have you seen, when you walk out of the arena, have you seen the little display case that has the Stadium Series jersey in it?
I have not seen that yet. Would I pass by that leaving the Chase Club?
Yes, it's when you go down to the store and you exit out that way.
They must have put that in since the last game I was at.
Okay, because
I'll be seeing that on Friday, I'm sure.
I know, because I know you weren't that big of a fan on it.
Yeah,
on that jersey.
I think they're okay. I think they could have done so. I think, obviously we can say that, we could do better, but I seriously think you and I could have created a better Stadium Series jersey. So
I think it would be okay if it didn't have that blue at the bottom.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't. It's okay, but I saw it last night in that display case, and it looked better in person than it did on the pictures.
I was just hoping that they would do something a little bit different. They've kind of used that diagonal bolts design. This would be the third time now they used it for the old blue jerseys and then the blacks that they brought in the 14-15 season. So I was hoping to see something a little bit different, but they could be better, they could be worse.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it could be way better. I wish they would have done like a storm jersey or something like that.
But, oh, that'd be sick.
I know. Ace said that Savard is a hell of a skater, and yes, he was. He was doing some crazy shit last night, and I know that he was watching him. He's like, man, he's doing some crazy shit. So I'm happy for Savard. He got his cup with us, and he got paid. So, just like Yanni and Coleman and all these guys that have left and, have a bigger and better opportunity with somebody else who can, have better stats and make a name of themselves. So I'm happy to see, somebody on our team go have that opportunity. But so there's we play Florida tomorrow night, and yeah, I am not a hell of a skater. And no, I'm sure you saw that video and that was bad. But yeah, we play Florida tomorrow night, and we have a back to back with the Rangers on Friday night. So I'm kind of concerned because we never play well on a back-to-back, especially with our two goalies being out. I don't know how long they're going to be out, but I'm kind of concerned for these next two games.
Should be a fun night, New Year's Eve game.
I hope so, and my guy, Goodrow, will be coming back. I'm sure they'll do a little memorial video for like they did with Savard and Yanni last night. But, good to see Goodrow coming back. Hopefully he deserves an ovation for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll put something up for him.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, what do you think about Stamkos? He's obviously had a great year. He should be in the Olympics, but, you know, that didn't happen. But Stamkos has had a hell of a start to the season.
Yeah, he's had a great start to the season. And, you know, I think he's made a comment about not being able to go to the Olympics, didn't he? I think he said something along the lines of, you know, maybe this could have possibly been his last shot to win gold.
I think so, too, because I think in four more years he'll be, what, 36, 37?
37, right.
Yeah, you know, who knows what the, you know, what he'll be doing then. But, you know, it sucks because Stamkos deserves that because in 2014 he was hurt. He didn't get to make that roster, but it sucks because he's top five in the league in points, and he definitely deserves that.
Yeah, he's had a great season for sure. So hopefully he can continue that going into the second half.
Yeah, Ace, she was right. There was Paquette and Perry were going at it last night. Perry was cussing him out and just trash talking him so much last night. And I don't know, I didn't see what Seti did to him, but Perry was this furious with Paquette last night. Who do you think would win in the fight between those two?
I think Perry.
You think so?
Definitely. In fact, you know, I saw this stupid comment on one of these Lightning Facebook pages the other day saying that Tkachuk has big shoes to fill wearing the number 13 jersey. I mean, come on, Paquette, you know, he's not a bad player by any means, but you could, in my opinion, pretty much pick and pull anyone out of Syracuse and replace him just fine. I don't know what she's talking about filling in these big shoes, but yeah, I think Perry would destroy him.
Yeah, I think so, too, with the AHL guys and Tkachuk and all that, which Tkachuk has played. I can't complain about what he's done either. He's done pretty well this year. And, you know, Paquette was a fourth liner, just in your face, is, you know, beaching to the boards guy. He wasn't going to score 20 goals. He'd be lucky to score like 6 or 7 a year. You know, he wasn't going to get you 100 points. He's going to get you 15 or 20. Nothing too crazy. It was Tkachuk or Radish or Boulay or somebody like that can do that easily. But yeah, I miss Paquette. He was fine. He did great with us, but you know, somebody can easily replace him, just like you said.
Sure.
Now Vazzy, he obviously is not playing, but you know, I saw people saying, like, you know, he is the best goalie in the world, and I agree with that for sure, because he just like last night, I think if he was in there, it would have been, you know, 4-1. It would have been even close.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it's hard to disagree with that. He's definitely a top three goalie. Definitely hard to argue that he's not number one.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the numbers and the wins prove that, you know, exactly. So, you know, I saw a lot of people saying that were kind of judging that, you know, Cooper, you know, he hasn't been in the Jack Adams conversation in the last, I don't know how many years it's been, 4 or 5 years. Nobody's even talked about him, but all of a sudden now they're starting to say, oh, Cooper's, you know, is doing a great job with this team and this and that, which, dude, he's been killing it with us for the last, I think he's been coaching for, what, 9, 10 years now?
Yeah, he joined the team during the, what was it, the 11-12 season,
right.
I believe. They fired Guy Boucher halfway through the year, I believe.
Wasn't it the year after the conference finals?
Yeah, okay. When they lost to Boston.
Right, yeah. So it's kind of stupid just to all of a sudden hear, oh, yeah, Cooper's, you know, one of the best coaches in the league. Because I saw they did a segment on NHL Network about, oh, you know, now Cooper's in the Jack Adams conversation because, you know, half his team's out and blah, 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 blah.
But I think him and Mike Sullivan this season absolutely have to be in the conversation for the Jack Adams. You look at the Penguins as well. I'm not trying to go off into Pittsburgh, but, you know, they've dealt with a whole lot of injuries this season. Evgeny Malkin hasn't even played. So both teams have played well and have been very banged up. And still held on and played some pretty damn good hockey. So those two guys have to be in the conversation.
100%. I agree with you. And now that Crosby's back going, I think that the Penguins are looking okay. But yes, Haas, for sure. That's been the only knock on him is he's got such a great team. But, you know, the players can, you know, be fine, but you got to have somebody to keep them in check and keep their minds right and, you know, put a good system around them. And Cooper has definitely done that, especially with all the assistant coaches, too. They do a great job at that. And, you know, we had to rely on Lalonde last night, or actually the last two games, to, you know, set the lines and do all that and kind of be the, you know, the coach for the night. And he's done fine. So
yep,
our coaching staff is, you know, top five in the league, if not the best in the league with our system and, you know, and all that we do. So I think Cooper is probably the favorite for the Jack Adams, which he should be. He should be pretty much every single year, in my opinion.
I think so too.
You got? Why don't we let you? You got anything in mind you want to talk about?
I'm just impressed by how many overtime games they've gone. To be quite honest, it's absolutely incredible. My girlfriend, I took her to her first hockey game this season, and it was in the beginning of the year. And every single game I've literally taken her to, I think it's been probably, I don't know, maybe four or five this season. Every single game has either been an overtime or shootout. Same with the Bucks. Took her to her first Bucks game, and it was the game against the Bills. It goes to overtime. So it's just funny how it kind of works out like that. But it's it makes for exciting hockey for sure.
You know, I was like, man, I was just happy to make it to overtime last night. I'm like, we just got a point. We're fine. I didn't think we're going to get to this point anyways. So, I don't think that, the Lightning, I mean, they could have afforded to lose last night. We still have. I think we're 3 points ahead now of the first in the league against, we're a friend of Carolina. So I think, it wasn't a must-win game, but, obviously we're going to take the 2 points. And
sure.
I would have been completely fine with just one, with how last night went, was tying it up with, I think, 16 seconds left. So I can't complain about what the Lightning have done so far. And, all these overtime games have, I just don't think there's a handful of teams in this whole entire league that can that has the skill the Lightning do. At least we still have a bunch of skill without Kucherov in here.
Yeah, no, and it's been very impressive what the team's been able to do given what they've been dealt, really, so far this year. So,
I kind of was like, I was so surprised that Montreal just was hanging in there last night, because I thought, man, they don't have Mike Hoffman or Anderson or, they had like 9 or 10 guys out, especially with Carey Price. He's been out all year, and, Shea Weber. I don't think Petrie was there last night either. So I'm like, I was kind of surprised that they put up a fight with all their guys missing.
What's going on with Carey Price again? Is it some mental health thing that he's...
Yeah.
What is it? He's taking a leave of absence?
Yeah, something like that. I don't think he's even played all year. And Shea Weber, I think he got hurt in the finals last year, and I think he's out for the year. I don't know if he's ever going to come back.
Yeah, his career might be over. Yeah. I know that's kind of been the talk.
And, their number two defenseman, Petrie, he was out last night in COVID, and Mike Hoffman and Anderson and all these guys were not there last night. But I was kind of surprised. They actually played pretty well for not having a lot of guys in their lineup.
Yeah.
Did you see the Gallagher goaltender interference call last night?
I did.
It was goaltender interference, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I definitely think so.
Did you see what their coach said about it?
I didn't see any of the post game interviews.
He said, it's only because of who's on the back, it's only because of number 11 that was called. But you can literally see it clear as day that he lifted his stick up and like almost kicked the puck right in there.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that was questionable at all. It was definitely goaltender interference.
I mean, they even challenged it too, and it. Obviously was goaltender interference, and they got a penalty from that, in which was Ross Colton scored on that power play, well, actually right after it. But I don't think that goal would have happened if they didn't challenge it, which is fine with me. I'm really shocked of how well we're playing right now, especially with Kucherov out and all these guys out. We're, like I said earlier, we're 21-6-4 and top of the league, so you can't complain.
Definitely not.
I want to look at our Lightning stats here of all the players. Our guy, Corey Perry, has 14 points, 7 goals, and 7 assists. Stamkos, 14 goals, 22 assists for 36 points in 30 games. So he is crushing it, like we mentioned before. Hedman has 33 points in 31 games, and he's above a point a game. And Killorn has 27 points in 31 games. So all of our top three guys right there are almost at a point per game, and that's exactly what you want out of your superstars. And Palat has 20 points, but I'm
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Very pleased with our production. And, you know, I know we talked about this before, but in the month that we haven't done one of these before, is there anybody that's caught your eye on the trading deadline that we can go and grab?
You know, I think I've touched upon this a little bit prior, that I think the team will end up picking up a right-handed shot, a right-handed defenseman. No names come to mind off the top of my head, but I definitely think that they'll add at least some depth to the blue line.
What is your opinion on Riley Nash so far in these first six games that he's played?
I think he looks all right. I mean, they claimed him off waivers, so I mean, I don't know how much you can really expect him to, you know, how much you can really expect out of him, but he's played well.
Yeah, I mean, he's been fine. He's just like a fourth line guy like Paquette,
right?
Or you know, somebody like that who's just a pure defensive player that, you know, can lay a body on you and win some faceoffs and stuff like that, which is what we need. You know, do you wish that, I don't know, Kyle Foote's been playing okay now. He's been improved the last couple of games, but
I was about to say, I think he's played a little bit better as of late.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, but would you like to see Schuster back in there?
I mean, I like Schuster. I wouldn't mind seeing him get an opportunity, but going back to Foote, he had a horrible start to the season, I think. Maybe not horrible, but definitely not, you know, he was the Lightning's number one prospect at one point, so there was a lot expected out of him. But, you know, he's gotten better, so hopefully that trend for him continues to tick up a little bit and we see him improve as the season goes along.
Yeah, I definitely agree. He's gotten better. You know, last year it wasn't great. You know,
right.
you would expect better from our number one prospect, like you said. But I remember you saying that, Hedman didn't have a good showing in his rookie year either.
No, he didn't. I thought Hedman sucked back in 2009-10.
Right.
But obviously, he's turned into one of the best defensemen in the league and Norris Trophy winner. So,
yeah, I mean, you just got to give him some time. You know, Cal is, was he 22, 23?
Something like that. Yeah,
he's 23, so he still has a lot of time to work on his game and improve. And you know, he's only played 20 games, and he's got one assist. So, I mean, you know, he's done okay. So he'll definitely improve. I have faith in him that he'll improve. He's just he's got to get some time in the NHL and more experience and stuff like that. But what if somebody who's like come alive in his last 10 games or so has been Taylor Radish? He had those nice couple goals. He had that one goal in Boston.
Yep.
You know, what have your thoughts have been on Taylor Radish?
You know, he's impressed me so far this season. Kind of got off to a slow start. Same with Boris Kachuk. But you know, he's turned it up. You know, he's turned it up lately. He's played better than he did the start of the year.
Yeah, 100%. I think everybody started off slow, basically except for Stamkos. You know, he's obviously over a point a game, but
yeah.
You know, Kachuk and Radish and even Corey Perry kind of weren't in a slump. They just couldn't find anything. You couldn't find the back of the net in, I don't know, the first 15, 20 games, but you know, the last 10 or 12 games, they've really come alive.
Definitely. And that's a good thing to see. You want to see guys like that get on the board. You know, you see the names like Stamkos, Point, Kucherov, Hedman, guys like that you expect quite a bit out of. But when those guys are going and you also have your third and fourth line, you know, players going as well, that's not a good thing for the rest of the league.
Now, somebody that we brought in this year, you know, kind of to be that I don't know, not like a Barkley Goodrow kind of guy is Belmar. What has he impressed you so far?
Not really. Not that he necessarily has played bad, but to be quite honest, I don't think that he's been all that noticeable either. But again, he's not one of those guys that I expected a whole lot out of.
Right. He was just supposed to be that third, fourth line guy, like a Goodrow who gets you, you know, 8-9 goals a year and just can win faceoffs and kind of be that defensive presence out there and just bang you and that came off wrong, but you know what I mean, bang
right,
you.
Right.
You know, just like get in your face and be that just shit stir that we kind of need. And him and Maroon and Perry have been a great third line combo that you know, definitely something that we were kind of, you know, questioning about going into this year, losing our third line last year. You know, I think that Maroon and Belmar and Perry have, I don't know, they've equally has been as good as our first two lines at times.
Sure. So,
you know, Stamkos has kind of led the way with all that, but you know, I can't complain about what those three guys have done, especially the last, you know, handful of games, because, you know, Perry's been killing it. Now he's, you know, seventh on our team in points with 14, and Maroon has 6 goals and Belmar has 3, and, you know, so they've all been playing well.
Obviously, Perry's impressed me the most out of that line.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm kind of surprised Maroon is not doing bad either. He's got 6 goals and 4 assists, so it's kind of better than I thought he'd be doing. Because, you know, surprisingly, I think he scored 26 or 7 goals when he was with Edmonton, you know, back in the day. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't think he'll ever get back to that point. But
probably,
you know,
not.
If he can get his 15, I'd take that all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I kind of thought Perry would get better, you know, get a better start, but he's been, like you said, he's been really impressive, probably the most impressive player this year. And also another guy who had to carry the load a little bit when Poyne and Kucherov were out was Anthony Cirelli. He's got, you know, in 28 games, he has 9 goals, 9 assists for 18 points. And, you know, I like Cirelli a lot. He's that, you know, he's that second line center that we definitely need. And, you know, what do you think about Cirelli? He's had a pretty decent year this year.
He has, and I think he's highly underrated. I feel like a lot of guys, a lot of analysts around the league aren't talking about him. Even a lot of fans aren't really looking at him. But, you know, he's a key part of the team. I think he's underrated. I think he does a lot, and it doesn't necessarily get a whole lot of recognition. So
no, I mean, he's a very good two-way forward.
He's a key part of this team, no doubt.
Exactly. You know, we kind of mentioned, I think it was the last one, that, you know, Palat wasn't, you know, a guy that could win you the cup, or, you know, he's a top 6 forward, but I don't think he's like a make or break. But I kind of think Cirelli is starting to creep up on that list of being like our top 5 key players on our team.
I'd agree with that 100%.
Because, you know, I think he was third or fourth last year in the Selke conversation for best defensive forward, and I don't see why not. He's not in that conversation this year.
Yeah, no, and he absolutely deserves it. Like I said, he doesn't get talked about as much as he should.
You know what? There's one of my favorite players on this team is Ryan McDonagh, and I think he's another underrated guy. You know, he's, 33, 34 years old?
34, I believe.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's getting up there in age, but that guy is a veteran, and he is a leader, and he is kind of like, if Hedman wasn't on our team, I think he'd be way more recognized.
Yeah, no, and he'd be our best defensive player at that point, I would assume, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think Sergachev's a pure defensive player. I think he's more of a two-way guy, but I think McDonagh is strictly defense.
Yeah, he's more of an at-home guy and former captain and had a great playoffs last year too and a great finals. I think that he was definitely a key part as to why they won it last year.
Oh yeah, I agree, especially with that that game one pass to Point against the Panthers when Point buried that backhander against Bobrovsky in game one to win the game with like less than a minute left. That was a great play by McDonagh, and it was kind of came up clutch, not clutch, but he has some really good moments the last two playoffs, especially with that pass to Point and then that one pass to Kucherov against the Islanders with like 6 seconds left when Kuch buried that one timer. It was like game 3 or 4.
Yep.
So McDonagh is a very underrated guy and one of my favorites as well. And you know, what have you? I'm not big on Joseph, but you know, what's your opinion on Joseph? He's been okay. He's nothing. There. What's the people behind on the Are your tickets, the people behind you that sit behind you?
Their names are Daryl and Tracy. So on the odd chance that they're listening, what's going on, guys?
They were obviously behind us last night, and whenever Joseph, he had like two breakaways, and I think Daryl was like, that is Mr. Speed and no skill. So
you weren't going to try to say that in a British accent.
No, I can't do that. But that was kind of funny. I was kind of laughing when he said that, but because it kind of is right. He's had like 20 breakaways this year, and I don't think he's even scored on one of them.
Yeah, no, he's had an okay season. He's had some pretty good moments. But going back, Daryl and Tracy, though, they're fun to sit in front of for sure. They're pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, she gets riled up. She was screaming her head off last night.
Any Let's Go Brandon chants last night from her? No?
No, nothing like that. But she was definitely screaming, though. She was going crazy. So, Chernak, I think he is our best right-handed defenseman. I mean, Rude is okay, but I think once we get Chernak back, he'll be that guy we need, because as you look at our right side, we have Bogosian, who's solid. Rude is solid, but Chernak is the best of those three.
Yeah, no question about it. How long has he been out now?
He's only played 15 games, so he's been out, you know, about 15, 16 games, but he's been out for, I don't know, a little over a month or two, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen him out there.
I don't know. I wish he's definitely our best right-handed defenseman, but I know you didn't get to see a lot of the game last night, but, what was your opinion on Sean Day? Did you see much of him last night?
I saw that he made his NHL debut. It was his NHL debut, right?
Yes.
I ended up watching the replay last night, so obviously I didn't see much of him, but I can't imagine he had too many minutes. He was probably playing, what was he, on the fourth line last night?
Yeah, he was on the bottom pair with Foot. I mean, he only played 6 minutes and 42 seconds, so he didn't get a whole lot of ice time. But
how do you think he looked?
He was okay. You know, I'm not going to judge too much of him, because obviously it's your first game, and
right.
You know, you're a young guy who's trying to make a name of yourself and try to get those minutes. But I can't complain about what he did. He didn't do anything wrong that I saw. So
kind of hard to judge a guy on only being out in the ice for 6 minutes.
I know,
too, so.
Right? And
maybe we'll get a chance to see a bigger sample sizing of him later on in the season.
Yeah, and you know, him and Foot didn't play a whole lot, but you know, with both of them, I can't complain about what they did. But there's a guy that hasn't played even at all this year. Do you know who that is?
Who would that be?
Jamel Smith.
Yeah, Jamel Smith hasn't played. He had you know, he got some chances last year, but that's right, he hasn't played this year.
Yeah, he's been hurt all year. And what's your thoughts on him? He could be on that fourth line. I mean, he's been okay when he's had the shot.
Yeah, I know last year the one thing that they were talking about, well, what was it, the first black line in NHL yeah. history or something like that, and I think that probably got more recognition than their play did. But, yeah, to be quite honest, I totally forgot about him going into this year.
I did too, and that's another depth guy that we'll have too, hopefully by the playoffs, that we can plug in there just like we have Boulay sitting in Syracuse. But I saw that Syracuse had like a big COVID outbreak, so I don't really know much about that, but do you?
I don't either.
Yeah, I saw they had a lot of guys in COVID, and that's probably why Boulay wasn't in last night or nothing like that. But you know, a guy that I haven't really seen a whole lot of that has been okay is Clayson. What do you like him at all?
I think he's all right. I think he's one of those depth guys. I don't think he's gonna take a permanent spot on the team, but
no. Do you think Stamkos hits 100 points this year? Do you think he passes St. Louis?
I don't think he hits 100 points this year. And he's never hit 100 points in his career.
No,
the closest he got was 98 in the 2018-19 season, and everyone had a great year that year, and that was the year that they were supposed to win the cup and ended up getting swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets. So I guess we'll see. I would say no, but I think he finishes off the year with, I don't know, maybe 80, 85 points is my prediction.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely take that all day. And
I think he would too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I saw a thing today saying that I think Stamkos is 50-something points away from passing Marty St. Louis for most points in For the Tampa Bay Lightning history. Do you think he, I mean, obviously, I think
he's going to at some point.
Yeah. Do you think he gets that this year? He has 36 right now. So if you say he's getting 80, 85, that's kind of cutting it close. Do you think he'll get that?
Yeah. If he, I mean, obviously, if he doesn't get it this season, he'll get it next year. But, and he's creeping up on 500 goals as well.
Yep. Yep.
And his 1,000th game.
Yeah. And he's over 900 points now. So I think he's at 903. So he's got a lot of records that are coming his way, and he.
Oh, I'm sorry, not 1,000th game. I meant 1,000th point. I don't know how close he is to that, but
for games,
was it? I don't know. I'm all lost here. It was either 1,000 points or 1,000 games. That
yeah, he just hit 900. Points.
900 points. Okay, so he's creeping up on that.
Yeah, so I think my damn computer locked up. But yeah, he. I think he's actually. I'll just pull up on my phone. I'll tell you how many games he exactly has, which. I think it's right around 900 or so, but Stamkos, I'm so glad to see him healthy and back going again. Cause he's, I saw a lot of people saying, even my dad was saying last year, oh, we don't need him. We can trade him away. We'll save $9 million a year.
A lot of people talk trash about Stammer and, his health, but you know, maybe you got to start saying the same thing about Kucherov, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, Stamkos played 871 games with 902 points. So, yeah, I mean, he's creeping up on those lists. But, I mean, yeah, you can kind of say the same thing for Kucherov, too. I mean, he's only played, I think he played two or three games this year. And, you know, I just laugh at all the people, though, that say, oh, Stamkos isn't, you know, he's slowing down and blah, blah, blah. But obviously,
he's been the best player on their team this year.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, like I remember when we won the cup against Dallas in the bubble. They're like, oh, yeah, we could trade him away after this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you can't. You can't. You can't trade him away.
I definitely didn't think that would happen.
No, but. I mean, my dad was telling me, oh, we can trade him away. But I'm like, no, there's no way. I mean, yeah, I think we kind of got lucky a little bit because I don't think there was no way we were going to win the cup last year without Stamkos.
No.
I don't think, you know, because we needed on the power play, you need that guy over there with, you know, that one-timer ability that can, you know, kind of keep the defense guessing about what's going to happen.
Yep.
And he brings that to the table. He brings his shot is, I don't know, one of the best ever. He's right there with Ovechkin, I think.
And he's still a hell of a skater, too. He's still fast.
Oh, yeah,
so.
He's definitely picked up this year. He looks a lot faster, a lot quicker this year. Now, I just mentioned Ovechkin. Who do you think has the best one-timer, him or Ovechkin?
I would say Ovechkin, but, you know, Stammer's probably not, you know, too far off.
I think Stamkos has, like, the better accuracy, but I think Ovechkin has that power.
I mean, I think Ovi is just the greatest goal scorer we've ever seen in the history of the NHL. I mean, he's, you know, you can argue whether he's going to pass Gretzky's goal record or not, but regardless, I think in the era that he's playing in, I still think that he's the greatest, whether he breaks Gretzky's record or not, in terms of goal scoring.
Right, right. I mean, do you think he will? Do you think he'll pass Gretzky?
I think he's got a chance. We'll see.
Who do you think has a better career, Sid or Ovi?
Probably
Crosby.
I think Ovechkin's definitely the better goal scorer. There's no question about that. I think Sid's a better two-way player. And I know, obviously, you can't necessarily look at cups because it's a team sport, but obviously Sid's a big part of that, and they don't win those three cups without him. You know, Sid's been to four cups, won three of them. Ovi's been to one so far.
Yep,
so,
one for one.
Yep. I think Sid's a better overall player. Or all-around player, I should say, but Ovi's definitely the better goal scorer.
And Sid has that that game-winning Team Canada goal, too.
Yeah, he's got those gold medals, too. Yep.
And that's probably one of the most iconic goals in hockey history, in my opinion. That,
definitely, at least in modern, the modern era of the Olympics, for sure.
You know, I was around for that, but I wasn't old enough to watch it. I don't remember anything like that at all, but were you watching that
game? Yeah, I watched the game. I was back in, what was that, 2010, yeah.
Yep.
The golden goal.
Oh, God, yep. That was, I watch that all the time because one of my favorite players not on the Lightning is Zach Parise. So I watch his game-tying goal with less than 20 seconds left all the time because that's just like, that's also a legendary goal in my mind because, you know, for us USA guys that, you know, we thought, you know, we kind of thought that Parise tying that goal could lead to some momentum for Team USA in that game, but obviously Sid had other plans. But
yep.
So, do you think you know if the Olympics happened this year, that point would have made it for Team Canada?
I think he definitely had to have had a look. I know that they said that Sid would have been the captain of Team Canada. Right. I know that that was who's picking the team this year?
I don't know. I think Cooper had a lot to do with that.
I know that they said that they had about, what was it, 70% of the roster already picked.
Yeah.
So, you know, Point definitely has to be one of the guys that you consider to be on the team, and I think he deserves it. He's had a great year so far, regardless of, you know, being out for a bit.
And, you know, you can make the argument of, well, you know, he's missed, you know, 15, 20 games now, and the stats aren't there and this and that, but obviously if you watch last night's game, you know that he's a productive player and almost basically a superstar in this league.
Yeah, I mean, not too many guys can miss, you know, almost 15 games, come back, pick up two goals and an assist. So that's pretty impressive, I think.
You know, when you look at his playoffs the last 2 years, he's been, him and Kucherov have been the star of our team the last two playoffs. I think Point scored in double digits.
Yep.
You know, both years. And, you know, I don't think, you know, we win the cup without Point scoring all those goals and being that key player for us.
Yeah, no, I agree. In the 2019-20 season, when Hedman won the Conn Smythe, I think that, you know, I believe that they said that was the closest Conn Smythe voting that there had ever been between him and Point winning it. And, you know, don't get me wrong, Hedy obviously had had an amazing playoffs and finals, but, you know, I think Point, in my opinion at least, deserved it a little bit more.
Right. I mean, you could also argue that Kucherov, because he led the team in points that year in the playoffs, and also Vazzy, you know, all four of those guys easily could have been in that conversation.
That was another toss up for sure.
Especially last year too.
Yeah.
So I think that the Lightning are just fine this year. They'll be fine. Once we get all of our reinforcements back, we'll be fine. But
watch them play like shit once we start to get everyone
back.
Yeah,
I know. We'll lose like 20 in a row or something.
Yeah, right.
Stupid.
Maybe not that, but they found a way this season for sure, and hopefully that continues.
Do you think that, is there somebody that you miss on our team that you think could make like a bigger impact right now, like Johnson or Yanni or somebody like that?
Well, I would say Johnson maybe if it was 2014.
Yeah.
I would say probably Yanni. I mean, really, that third line last year, I mean, you know, the third line's played well this year for Tampa. It's exceeded my expectations, I think, for what I had going into the year. But obviously, you miss Coleman and Gaudreau and Gord on that third line, no doubt.
And definitely Savard, who's, you know, we could definitely, you know, wouldn't mind having again right now. And
I mean, Savard looked like shit when he first came onto the team, but he you know, he amped it up for the playoffs for sure, and he was a key part of that team and key part of them winning too towards the end there.
You know, and Luke Shen was another guy that we got rid of this year who was, you know, he played fine, I thought.
Yep.
And you know, going back a couple of years ago, you know, we got rid of JT Miller, which whenever he's been to Vancouver now, he's been absolutely killing it.
Yep.
I think he's top 10 in points in the league, and he's another guy that I wish we kind of could have kept and found a way to keep him. Because
yeah,
he's,
I agree.
He's killing it right now in Vancouver, which good for him. He's really, really stepped it up. And, I kind of mentioned this to you every time we're at the game together, but I don't think there's a better national anthem singer that I've heard than Sonya.
Yeah, no, she's got to be one of the best for sure.
I don't know how long she's been doing it, but...
I know she's been doing it at least since 2014. I can't tell you prior to that. That's just when I remember really noticing her.
I think she's been doing it for like 9 or 10 years. But man, she's one of the best. And whenever they have like those theme nights and they have somebody else do it or something like that, I always get sad. I tell Ace, man, Sony's not singing. This kind of sucks. Cause she's in my mind all the best in my opinion that I've seen.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I had someone tell me yesterday, it was kind of funny. You know how she always wears that blue sparkle lipstick?
Oh, yeah, she has sparkles everywhere.
Right, someone told me the other day that it looks like she blew a Smurf.
Oh, my Lord.
But with that being said, one of the best national anthem singers in the league, no doubt.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. You got anything else that you want to talk about?
We've pretty much rolled through all of the notes that I had written down on my phone.
Yeah, we've gone 51 minutes now, so I think we've done pretty good. So we'll catch you guys on the next one. This is episode 3. So We'll try to get episode 4 knocked out here within the next week or two.
Yep.
So it's have a happy new year, guys. Hopefully everything goes well for everybody, and we will catch you next time on the Bolts Breakout.
See you guys.